we have a new feature on The Naked Scientist. Each month, with the help of correspondent Chris Vallance, we'll be taking a look at the exciting new developments in the world of technology. This month, he joined us to talk about the newly emerging field of machinima. This is where people use computer games to make movies of their own. They use the design features built into the action games to edit the scenery and use the game's well-known characters to tell a story of their own, and which they can record and distribute over the internet. It sounds really weird and wacky, but actually it's really big business.
Yes, everything is coming together as planned, and these fools still have no idea. Once the young one gets his sword, there will be no stopping us.
What we just heard is a little clip of machinima. Now, that's the word itself is a contraction of machine cinema, and that kind of tells you what it's all about. If you think about puppetry, well, these are films made, but instead of using physical puppets, what you use are the characters in computer games. So instead of picking up Big Bird or whatever the puppet of choice is, Groucho, you go and turn on your Xbox or your PlayStation and use the characters in the game. Now, what we heard there was a clip from perhaps one of the best-known machinima film series. It's Red versus Blue. It's based on the game Halo, and it has become incredibly popular, as many of these games have. And we're starting to see them influence the mainstream. We're starting to see filmmakers and advertisers pick up on this stuff as well, which is why this weekend at De Montfort University, as this programme is going out, Europe's first festival of machinima, bringing together filmmakers and people interested in this technology from all over Europe. I spoke to Professor Andrew Huggill, who is director of the Institute of Creative Technologies at De Montfort University, and I asked him why machinima wasn't just an updated form of puppetry or physical theatre.
It's got elements of both of those, of course it's got elements of animation and cinema. What's unique is that it's user-generated content. It's empowering people or enabling people to create original work fairly easily, and they've got quite a range of resources available to them, such as, you know, the ability to use camera angles, render buildings at any time of day or night with ease, create virtual environments and so on. So I think it just offers up a portfolio of possibilities.
So Andrew Huggill seems pretty convinced as to its worth, but to be honest, Chris, it sounds to me a little bit geeky or anorak-y. Do you think this is really going to catch on and be popular?
Well, I think the examples there from advertising are perhaps the clearest. There are actually now starting to emerge machinima-type commercials. In the States, recently aired during the American football games, a Toyota commercial that was based on World of Warcraft. We had World of Warcraft characters, and one of them suddenly pops up, and he's got a brand-new Toyota truck, and he goes off and he defeats the boss baddie at the end of the level with his amazing magic pickup. That kind of thing is definitely becoming mainstream. Now, what's different about machinima, of course, is that it's actually live. The characters are manipulated and filmed, you know, without animation, without that careful step-by-step process. It's much more like puppetry in that sense.
And do you actually see a sort of convergence between what's happening in the gaming world then and the film world? Is this an attempt really to maximise the commercial potential because you can get one thing feeding off the other?
If we go back to Red versus Blue, we just had the new version of Halo out to much excitement in the gaming world. Obviously, Red versus Blue is based on Halo. So how does the fact that there's a new version of the game affect the films? Well, that's a question I put to Jason Saldana of Rooster Teeth, the company that produced Red versus Blue.
I think it's good. I mean, it makes us figure out a way to do it. It's fun to do, and then we also have fun playing the game. Like with Halo 3, I don't think I stopped playing it since it came out. I think the same could be said for all of the guys that we work with.
And is this a full-time job for you now?
Yes, it is.
How many people do you know of who make their living doing machinima?
Probably just the six of us.
But it must be fun on mortgage applications, I imagine.
Yeah, it definitely is. Trying to explain to people what I do. Or the other day I went to the dentist and they asked me what I did for work, and it took me like 20 minutes to tell them. So, you know, it can be complicated sometimes.
So you heard from Jason there, well, he's actually making a living out of machinima. Okay, there are only a few people in the world who can claim that, but that does suggest that it is starting to creep its way into, well, you know, the big commercial sphere.
But what do people think of the potential for this kind of technology? There must be manifold sort of spin-offs that you could do with this kind of thing.
Well, there are. Now, I don't know how much of an 80s kid you are, but do you remember the Human League? Do you remember Heaven 17? Well, if you do, you'll know who Martin Ware is. He was a member of all those bands. He's now part of a group called the Illustrious Company that are working with 3D soundscapes. I spoke to Martin and asked him how he saw the future of machinima developing.
Well, I'm very interested in this new form of narrative. All the time, the barriers between the virtual and the real are becoming broken down. And I mean, Duran Duran have already done a full-scale concert in Second Life. I mean, that's not quite the same as Machinima, but it is related in a sense. For instance, the Gorillaz is an animated version of a band. I mean, it's a kind of art conceit in a way. And throughout my career as a musician and producer, I've always been interested in things that relate to painting in the old Phil Spector way of conceptualizing stuff. You know, like mini symphonies in 4 minutes. I think this is potentially the 21st century version of that from a musical point of view.
So I think that's quite a nice idea there, the idea of a live performance, both of music and of a virtual video, if you like, produced in a machinima-style way, perhaps when Mick Jagger gets just that little bit too creaky to finally make his way onto the stage, he'll consider replacing himself with a character from Halo 3.
Well, that sounds pretty good. The Rolling Stones could carry on for another 5,000 years. Thank you very much, Chris, for joining us this month to bring us up to speed on the art of machinima, which, apart from being hard to understand, is also almost impossible to say. We'll look forward to joining you again next month for another update on what's hot from the world of technology.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, so thank you very much, Chris Valance. This is The Naked Scientist with Dr. Chris, Dr. Helen and Dr. Dave. It's our science Q&A show. If you have any questions for us, email us, chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Stripping down science.
Okay, let's do it.
The Naked Scientists.